It's time for Living Your Purpose, a motivational and inspirational podcast with Peter and Joyce Nielsen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Living Your Purpose podcast. I'm Peter, and this is Joyce Nielsen. And we are just so happy that you're here. We hope that you're having a great week wherever you're tuning in, whether it's the West Coast, the East Coast, friends up in Canada, or anywhere in the world that you're listening to right now. We thank you. If you're a first timer and you're watching or you're listening to this and you like the content, just press the subscribe button. We appreciate you. We want you part of our weekly community. You know, here we are. We are literally in the end of March. It's racing by. And it was snowing like 4 days ago. We had 4 inches of snow here in Detroit.
I can't even believe it. And then a few days before that, I had my shorts on.
And we were walking 5 miles in 75 degrees. That's Michigan.
That's the Midwest. Yeah.
You know, and tomorrow for all the people of faith, it's Good Friday. And then we're just going into a very holy weekend. We're going into Easter. And a lot of people are going to be celebrating Passover. We just want you to open up your mind and your spirit as we go through this episode, because we're going to be talking about a lot of things. But I think one of the messages that I get during this time every year, especially with my faith, is, you know, we're coming out of a dead winter. Everything is dead. I talked about it last week. And then we're seeing buds trying to come through the snow. And it gives anyone, I mean, even an atheist, it gives a non-believer just an abundance of hope that things are going to come and go. Nothing stays the same, but things evolve. And there are seasons of one's life. Sometimes there's harvest time where everybody wants a harvest time in their lives, but you don't realize that you need to really plow, and you need to then plant, and then you need to water to get to that time.
It's so beautiful to watch the cycle of life in nature and how harmoniously everything works together with the birds and the flowers and the rain and the storms and the sun. I mean, it's just such a perfect analogy for our life and emotions and
agreed
relationships. I
mean, relationships as well. I mean, think about it. Even even the lightning, you know, causes just this amazing reaction to get the grass more green, and the rain brings more, you know, what do they say? April showers bring May flowers. Mm-hmm. But it is beautiful to watch it. And even in the morning, I don't know if you notice, but you hear birds.
Oh, yes,
so
they wake
loud.
Us up. I definitely notice.
We live on a lake, so it's like we hear these frogs and we hear these
Instead
swans.
Of the roosters, we have the
Yeah,
birds.
We do. Right. And you know, but we don't hear that a lot of times in the dead of the winter, but in the spring, you know, spring is coming when you start hearing all the birds, you know. And I think it's just a perfect kind of segue to what we're going to experience for most of us this Good Friday. And I can only imagine, you know, if you're a believer, on what, you know, Jesus's disciples must have been thinking, because he wanted you to be all in or out. So the disciples and his followers left their families, left their occupation, left the life that they knew it, to truly follow and spread his good news. And on that Friday, it looked like everything that they've ever worked hard for, everything they ever dreamed of, prayed for, fasted for, hoped for, was finished, was gone. But the beautiful thing about it is, you know, 3 days later on that Sunday, the promise keeper, God, will always finish what he starts.
And for those listeners who aren't Christian or who don't follow, maybe you can give just like a brief 2-minute synopsis of what you're talking about.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and I even wrote something in my blog today, and it says, you know, as we get ready to celebrate the resurrection of Christ this weekend, I think about when they crucified Jesus. And on that Friday, it was the darkest, most painful, discouraging day of his life. And it looked as though that his enemies have gotten the best of him. But God had other plans in a big way. They put him in the grave on Friday, celebrated their victory. But Sunday morning, it was a different story. And the thing that blows my mind is the grave could not hold him. Death could not contain him. And the forces of darkness could not stop him. And it's just a beautiful love story of what God, I believe, sent his only forgotten son in the image of him so that humans would be able to see on how someone can live a perfect life and then die and be crucified on a cross for our sins. And if we acknowledge that, if we are asking for forgiveness, if we put that behind, God promises to make us a new creation in Christ. And the beautiful thing is one principle that the resurrection teaches me and most of us is that God will always finish what he started, no matter how dark it looks, no matter how bad the betrayal was, no matter how bad the medical reports are, no matter where you are in your life with an addiction, no matter how dark of a hole you've dug yourself into, if you truly surrender, if you truly give it all to him. And the crazy thing is, many people say, Peter, I thought you were smart. How could you give it all to something you can't see? You know, and faith is what you can't see, you know, and with the hopes of what is in front of you. And all I know is that there's so many people that have challenged me. I mean, calling me everything from an idiot to ridiculous in my belief system. I rather put all my hope in all my life, in all the way I live my life, on the hopes that God is God and heaven exists and there is something more than this. Then to live for just today and not put anything into the future of eternity, to only find out that there is something more than this, and then the person that loses is me, my life, eternal life. So there's a beautiful scripture that I wrote down, you know, for today, getting ready to go into this Holy Week, Good Friday and Easter, and it's 1 Corinthians 15, 3-4. And it says, "For what I have received, I pass on to you as of the first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures," the book, "that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to scripture." And, you know, for all of you that are going through something, today is a perfect opportunity for you to bring it to the cross, for you to bring it to the throne, and for you to know that you have access to this. I'm no better than you. Joyce is no better than you. And the difference is that we all have this access. And the way that we can get this access is not by our good works, is by us relinquishing ourself, by truly just handing it over to him, and then him being able to wash with Christ's blood our sins. And all we have to do is acknowledge that Christ, that Jesus, is our Lord and Savior, and he promises us that not only will we have access to him, but we will have eternal life, and that all our sins are forgiven and we have a new start. That's the beautiful thing about spring. That's the beautiful thing about having a tough Friday, but knowing that Sunday's coming. And we all have that. And maybe you are just on the fence. Maybe you don't really know what you believe. But what I hope that out of today you get is that there's something greater than you. You may be really good, but there's something higher. There's something greater than you. And even in my own life, when I've been through a lot of different things, babe, and when I take the focus off of self and I want to, say, help someone else, all my burdens seem to go away. And this is a beautiful time to clean the slate and to say that simple prayer. Lord, I truly, I need help. It's the simplest prayer. I need help. And just surrender to that self. And when you surrender those burdens, whether it's a diagnosis of cancer, a divorce that you don't want to go through, an addiction that you're trying to break through, or a job that you would just let go from, when you truly hand that over and know that God will always finish what he started. Many times in my own life, babe, I tried to keep something going, whether it was a relationship. I tried to keep, you know, a sponsor or something that I was doing in business going, and I was trying to take a peg and force it with all my might into a circle. And for a moment, it looked like it was going to stay. But God had something different for me, and I needed to get out of my comfort zone. I needed to surrender to that. I needed to not be a control freak, to hand it over to him, because his ways are greater than my ways. And every time when I thought that it was finished, many times it was just the beginning. That's what our hope is for you. That's why we do this show, this podcast, you know. And there's so many people that are hurting, you know, in this time of the year. But there's so many things that we can do to truly get a fresh start by even getting outside.
Yeah, definitely being more active is going to help. Yeah. And there is a lot of pressure around this time of the year with the holidays, just on family gatherings, yep, or trying to stick to your New Year's resolution, whether that's to make better meal choices or exercise choices, and then you're all over with the weather. And we really have some fun eating tips for you,
man. Oh man,
today, actually,
Joyce put together a bunch of stuff for celebrating Easter, mm-hmm, with her parents and our kids, and she just hit a home run, and we're going to have it on our TV show. But you brought something.
I did. So some of the fun things I made, just to bring as appetizers, because, yeah, you know, we're all forced with the choices. Great. There's this, at least in our family,
she's a great cook.
Everybody brings a little something. So there's this huge buffet of things to choose from. And, you know, it is okay to indulge and try a little bit of everything if you're staying on point on your routine on all the other days.
Right.
So I really looked forward to indulging. But I brought some healthier, yummy snacks for other people to try as well. And one of them is a delicious carrot truffle cake. And it's a no-bake. And I'm going to put the recipe out on under the YouTube. But it's
what
so
was in
delicious.
There? Because it was amazing when,
yeah,
you took a picture of it.
There's no dairy, no eggs, no flour, no sugar. It's basically shredded carrots, dates, and the sweetening comes from maple syrup. And there's a little bit of ginger.
Do you have
and
that picture?
I made
In your pictures, you took a picture of all the ingredients. I was like, that's,
Yeah,
I
and
was like,
I'll
that's the only, okay,
upload
great. Yeah, that was
that.
amazing.
I'll upload it under the YouTube, but it was so delicious and very healthy, and it has a cashew dressing. I like soaked these cashews for a half hour and then blended it up with some coconut oil and a little bit of lime juice and vanilla extract, and it was and maple syrup, and it was the perfect
Yeah,
sweet
yeah,
icing on
yeah. It
there.
wasn't too sweet.
Oh, and that was it.
It
So
was
there
so
was a little
healthy.
sugar in the maple syrup, but there was nothing added. It was very clean, no bake. Put it in the fridge and boom, easy,
How
good to
long did it
go.
take you to do that?
10 minutes. Once I got it down, it was 10 minutes. The first time around,
Wow.
maybe a little bit more. And I also made these great sweet potato sandwiches. You just slice these sweet potatoes. I put a little bit of cayenne and olive oil, bake them for a bit, pull them out, and put some guacamole and some coriander on top, which is basically like a cilantro. And those were a big hit as well. We celebrated Easter a little early on my
Did you put it
family.
on a bread or something?
No, I put it's on a sweet potato slice.
Wow.
Yes, it was so delicious. It was just a sweet potato slice with the avocado, homemade guacamole on top, and a little bit of the cilantro, and a smashing hit.
The
So
other two, I mean, there was something that had the tomatoes on that little bread, and then there was the eggs, right? I mean, they were
yeah,
delicious.
it was a nice spread. Everybody contributed, but there was a pressure, and talk about relieving pressure for the holidays. Our family, in order to relieve some stress from everybody, because it used to be trying to get to here, here, and here, and here on the same day to see everybody. So we do it like a week before, and that way it's like we can enjoy a whole day without rushing here and there. And it relieves a lot of that extra added unnecessary stress that people go through around the holidays with anxiety or overeating or all those extra things that takes away from what you're supposed to be celebrating. And
Agreed.
even if you're not religious, it's just nice to do those traditions with your family,
Yeah,
but you can always
memories.
introduce things into the traditions to bring it a little bit more of a healthier twist. Because
Agreed.
back in the day, if ham's the only option, then maybe you can offer to bring like something with salmon in it and give that alternative there. It doesn't have to be a day of overindulgence, but don't deny yourself some of the little goodies and treats that are there too, as long as you're being good, it's a balance.
I
So.
agree. I mean, it was just, it was a big hit. And I'm so glad that you brought some back because that is probably one of the best. She's an awesome, like, chef. I mean,
Oh God.
she is
I'm just gonna
amazing.
show you the inside because it's so good. It's like a cake, see? Like a cake pop. It's a Starbucks has nothing on me. It's a healthy cake pop. Oh,
I'm
it's
wondering if you put protein powder in there, if it would ruin it or if it would make it even better.
For this particular recipe, the vanilla protein powder would be delicious.
Right? And the beautiful thing is creativity when you're in the kitchen. Joyce loves to get creative and make new stuff for the family. And it's beautiful. And even when you have young kids, what you do is you just tell them, we want you to try this. If you don't like it, you could take your napkin and very politely, throw it away.
That's what we
But
do.
we
Yep.
want you to try it so that you don't know what you don't know, especially when
Yeah.
you're growing
And then you
up.
have to retry it like at least every year. I make them retry something because your taste buds change as you grow older.
So this
You
is
can
a,
train yourself to like healthy food.
yeah. In First Timothy, it even, I mean, we'll go First Timothy, it says train yourself to be godly because we humans, we screw up a whole lot of times. So you also need to train yourself to be disciplined at the breakfast, lunch, and dinner table. You need to train yourself to get up in the morning, put you first, make an appointment to go to the health club or to go and work out or do your cardio or whatever. Eating good and exercising is an investment to the one model you that you have. Your body is the most valuable real estate you'll ever own. And, so many of us, we don't think of not even tomorrow, no less, you know, this afternoon. And we just overindulge. And then we wonder why. A lot of times, you know, with all the health clubs that I had over the almost 30 years, is that people would come in and they would have high levels of triglycerides. They'd be 100 pounds overweight. They'd be addicted to food at night. No one wants to be 400 pounds. No one wants to be addicted to cocaine or food. And it takes a long period of time to start changing those numbers, to become diabetic or pre-diabetic, to have triglycerides that are, you know, off the charts, to have high blood pressure. So what you need to do, especially this time of the year, is start reevaluating. Go for your annual checkup. Don't put that off. Man, go to your urologist, you know, if you're over 40 years old, once a year. Mm-hmm. Just get, you know, different checkups.
Yeah, and speaking of annual activities, also in spring every year around this time is a great time to go through and declutter your pantry. Check all the expiration dates, right? Get rid of all the old stuff.
Some things are 40 years old.
Get rid of all the crap that's in there that has, you know, the Pop-Tarts, the chocolate chips. Right. And I'm speaking about myself because we have little kids. Sometimes they finagle me into bringing stuff back, and then it's late at night, and I got rid of all the other good stuff, and here I am toasting a Pop-Tart. I mean, come on.
Right.
Talk about that extra calorie.
Right.
Get rid of it. Throw it away.
Or, you know, we have a lot of canned stuff, too, like just soups, healthy soups.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking for one the other day,
yeah.
And it was 2021. We're in 2024.
Get a fresh start.
Right.
Meal plan, recipe plan. Get outside, enjoy the little bit of nice weather, get rain boots and umbrella,
right.
Go dance in the puddles.
Right, I love to dance in the puddles with you, baby. I love to play hide and seek too. You know, and when you're talking about those snacks, I mean, talk about meal prepping. I mean, how long is it? You know, you can meal prep in a half an hour, I mean, if you're just doing it for one person, but how long does it take? I mean, it's so worthwhile.
Well, for our family of four, sometimes I can spend a whole day meal prepping because I'll make, you know, our standard, the quiche, a couscous salad, and then I'll make you like six containers of your turkey, sauerkraut, pepper mix thing that you like. And I mean, there's so many different things that I'll make, or like the protein balls. And I mean, literally I'll spend a whole day meal prepping, but then throughout the week, we're not just grabbing garbage.
Right. It's, you know? We're setting ourselves up to succeed.
I'll spend a few hours at the grocery store. He laughs at me because it's like an excursion, but I'm off in La La Land picking my favorite vegetables and stuff. But it's shopping the perimeter of the store. There's nothing good you need down the middle aisles ever.
Right.
It's all processed.
You know, and the produce section is king when it comes to color.
Mm-hmm.
But you're awesome with that because, and just to, for people that are not familiar really a lot with meal prepping, is what is it, Tupperware, where you have like the four little containers in that?
Mm-hmm.
So Will, and she knows now that about 30 grams of protein, 27 grams of protein, cut up turkey fits in this one little square. And then the other square, she'll do, you know, say yellow peppers, and then the other square, possibly red peppers, and then sauerkraut, which is a great pre and probiotic for me having, you know, digestive issues. And then I just mix it all together, and it's a great lunch or a great snack or a great dinner. But it's helping me reach my macronutrients.
Oh, and one of my favorite desserts is just a little bowl of raspberries with some, you could do dairy or non-dairy whipped cream and a little bit of cinnamon. And that's my dessert. Like, we don't keep ice cream and all that junk in the house, because if it's there, it's going to get eaten.
True.
And if it's going to be eaten, you're going to see it in the way your clothes fit you eventually.
You're
and then
aware.
You're going to be like, oh, and then you're going to have to do more cardio. You're going to be like, why didn't I listen to Peter's principle?
But it's so, you know, it's an evil cycle. So many people get in shape to get out of shape, or Peter, you know, I got a wedding coming up, or Peter, I have, you know, my kid's graduation, or I'm going on this cruise. Mm-hmm. What a concept if you stayed consistent 365 and you didn't fluctuate, you know, 40 pounds or 60 pounds.
Oh, and a tip for this weekend on Sunday, if you're going somewhere and you know there's going to be no healthy options there, eat before you go. And just be polite and nibble on a couple little things. And just to be social, but eat before you go so you're not ravished when you get there and you're like stuffing your face of all the different brownies and carrot cakes and ham. And
I hope our families don't hear this, because they'll be saying, oh my God.
Or bring healthy options.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
There's so many ways. You just have to really pre-plan your visit on what you're going to say. If someone offers you a drink and you're, you know,
trying to cut back,
just have something planned on how you're going to turn it down, what you're going to say, so you don't feel awkward and peer pressured and you're not making poor choices and then kicking yourself in the butt for it after.
You know, speaking of that, working with a company in Israel, and it's about, you know, sobriety and addiction and depression. And it's so cool on what you're just saying. It reminded me, it's like a good example. What Joyce is just saying, set yourself up to succeed. So say even if you are looking to lose weight, or say maybe, you know, you just accepted that you're drinking too much, so you want to stop drinking, and you're counting it. You're counting it even on your phone. 1 day of sobriety, 1 month, 3 weeks, 14 hours. And say you're single, or say you're divorced, and you go on this date for the first time. And all of a sudden, you're going to go on this date, and you're going to go to this nice restaurant, but you're not thinking the first thing that the waiter is going to say to you, and this new person that may be your new significant other is, what would you like to drink? You need to be prepared for those things, whether you're looking to lose excess body fat, break an addiction, or just stop the evil cycle of surrounding yourself with people that are oblivious to what you're going through. You don't
set yourself up to succeed and don't let it come at you at the last minute and then panic and revert back to old habits.
Do you know what I did when I was first diagnosed with Crohn's disease? I kept on getting tripped up. I mean, think about it. I was 15 years old. Talk about peer pressure in school. You know, all we had was pizza parties in school, ice cream parties, and I loved both. But I have a lactose intolerance to dairy products. If I have too much, I bleed internally. You know, being diagnosed with an incurable condition called Crohn's disease. My point is that every time I went bowling with my friends, or every time I went to the movies with my friends, and my mom would allow us to go, and she'd drive us, drop us off, and then pick us up, I'd be living sick for days because everybody else was just eating garbage. And I love that garbage. So what I decided, and I feel, you know, it was just me against me, I had to come out, so to speak. And I remember having like 11 friends over, and I literally said, I need to tell everybody something. Well, when I told them I had Crohn's disease, most people didn't know, even know how to spell it, no less know what it was. But when I explained that what it was, now all of a sudden, I told them I couldn't have pizza with cheese on it. I couldn't have ice cream. When I go over and sleep over your house, I couldn't have milk with cereal the next morning. Couldn't have cheese in my omelet that your mom's going to make me tomorrow morning. Once I did that, I realized who the people that really cared for me and were going to help me. And I realized the people that really didn't give a hoot about my health and continued with their ways and thought that my new ways were stupid. So shine light on whatever you're trying to do. Post it, you know, make a declaration, make an announcement to the people that you love. Put yourself out there, because light will always void out darkness. And when you do that, you realize there's a lot of people in your life that want to help you. That will be your accountability buddy, whether you're trying to get sober, whether you're trying to lose weight, whether you need somebody as a training partner to go to the gym with. You're going to find the people real quick who are going to be supportive and are going to be rooting you on. You know, and there's nothing
and
better.
And you're going to drop away all the ones that were just causing extra unnecessary static around you. And that's not a bad thing.
Agreed. Well, we just hope that as you go through this week, as you go through, you know, tomorrow, this Good Friday, we all experience Good Fridays in our life. Most of us never experience what Christ did on that Friday. Not even close. I mean, I've had two near-death experiences, but nothing comes close to the suffering that Jesus went through on that Friday. But whatever you're going through on your Friday, have the hope, have the stamina, have the understanding that this too shall pass, and that Sunday is right around the corner. And, you know, my grandmother always said it, this too shall pass, Peter, when I was going through, whether it was the abuse as a child or whether it was the disease, and she saw me suffering, she gave me hope. She prayed for me. She understood because she went through things. So we've been through a lot of things, and we understand that there's a lot of people that are writing to us that will make comments that they're just in a drought or they're in the valley. But the beautiful thing is that when you get out of the valley, all the nuggets, all the knowledge, all the growth happens in the valley. Most of the successful people that I know, they went through something devastating to truly put a fire under their butt to get up and to move forward. That's what both of our hopes is for you. So, you know, if you're looking to contact us, whether it's with an idea or you need a question answered, you can go to peter@peternielsen.com. Email us. You can find us on social media at Peter N. Nielsen, or you can go to YouTube and find us under Peter Nielsen or Peter's Principles. But we want to hear from you.
And Astound Network.
Yes.
On Tuesdays and Thursdays at 2 p.m.
Eastern Time. That's our TV show, Peter's Principles. And then you can find us on DBTV, on your Roku, on Saturdays and Sunday worldwide.
8:30 a.m.
Eastern Time. God has just showered our lives with just uncommon favor. And he's increased the platform. He's increased the ministry to truly, I believe, touch as many people so that we can spread his love, his light, his hope, his joy. And if you're being beaten up right now, understand this. There is an enemy, and he prowls through the night looking to kill and destroy every dream that you have. It's like a lion that's just looking to devour you. But if the devil, if the enemy is not knocking at your door, is not breathing down your neck, is not causing havoc at this moment, and he really doesn't care because he, in his eyes, he already has you. But if you're going through a storm that you don't feel like you're going to get through, or if you're in the middle of the ocean and you can't see land, it's probably because the enemy wants you so bad, because God's got such wonderful plans on how he wants to use you. Put your shoulders back, get up, smile, and move forward. That's what we want for each and every one of you this weekend. Happy Easter, happy holiday to each and every one of you. And until next week, Joyce and I say, God bless. Bye.